This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Food and Drug Administration is recommending that drugs with the addictive narcotic hydrocodone in them should be made harder to get. That's to prevent drug abuse, both by people with prescriptions and by people who get a hold of them. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the story.
The FDA wants painkillers like Vicodin that contain hydrocodone, usually combined with something like aspirin, to be harder to get, as hard as more powerful drugs such as oxycodone. Prescriptions wouldn't last as long, and they'd allow fewer refills. Albert Wertheimer teaches pharmacy and economics at Temple University.
There are people who get a prescription for a hydrocodone product after a dental procedure or after some surgical procedure. You know, it's not so difficult to become addicted or at least, you know, habituated. And then there's a whole other area where people get prescriptions legitimately but then sell them. You know, on the street, these things have incredible value.
Groups representing doctors and pharmacies have lobbied against the change, which they worry could make it harder for patients to obtain effective painkillers. More than 130 million hydrocodone scripts are written every year. Overdose deaths from these types of painkillers have quadrupled in the past 15 years. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.